Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Warner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And by phone today, we have Reed Anfinson. He's the Swift County Monitor News publisher owner, the same for the Grant County Herald, based out of Elbow Lake, Minnesota, the past president of both the National Newspaper Association and the Minnesota Newspaper Association, currently serving as chair of the Legislative Committee of the Minnesota Newspaper Association and a board member for the Center for Rural Policy and Development. Welcome to the show.
It's great to be here.
So last week we were talking about small town newspapers and the fact that they are really a very important source for information about the community, local government and all that for the residents of the region. Also, that small town newspapers are doing pretty well financially. They are a single source and reliable source for advertising for area businesses. Now, I'm thinking on the other side of that coin, though, things like Amazon and how that might impact local Main Street businesses. It's kind of a big deal, isn't it?
That's right. Many small town Main Street businesses are challenged by what Amazon can do. But then again, that hurts the big box stores and the regional centers around us probably more. People don't have to drive to Wilmer as often anymore to go shop at a big box store. They can just order it online. So they stay in Benson more, which may help out our local businesses.
So what are the main sort of drivers of the economy in that part of the world? Is it ag primarily?
Ag is huge for us. The newspaper and the local businesses are kind of barometers of how ag's doing. They go up, we go up. They go down, we go down. The Benson area also has a large manufacturing case. New Holland has a big plant that employs over 300 people here. And we have a number of other different businesses that are really reliant on agriculture. So we're definitely seeing the downturn in business from that.
Back long ago when I used to be a reporter for the local newspapers, we could be assured that legislators paid attention to those local newspapers because that was how they found out what their constituents were talking about and thinking about. Is that still the case? Do they still pay attention to them?
Oh, absolutely. The only way for Andrew Lang and Tim Miller, my state senator and state representative, to find out what's going on in the Benson area is through the stories we print in the Swift County Monitor News or in the Renville newspaper or the Wilmer paper even, Kirkhoven Banner, Appleton Press. All these small-town newspapers is where they find out what the concerns of their local citizens are. They also pay attention to the editorials we write, the commentaries we write, talking about the issues that are critical to us. And I've made it a priority of mine to write about those issues that affect rural communities and where I think we need to go in the future.
Reed Anfinson is a board member for the Center for Rural Policy and Development, past president of the National Newspaper Association and the Minnesota Newspaper Association, serves as the chair of the Legislative Committee of the Minnesota Newspaper Association, and is the publisher and owner of the Swift County Monitor News and the Grant County Herald. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.